Welcome back to The Mark Steiner Show. I'm Imani Spence, producer for the show, and I'm here with Baynard Woods, editor-at-large and Democracy in Crisis writer, and also co-host of the Democracy in Crisis podcast with our host, Mark Steiner. How are you today, Baynard?
I'm doing great. How about you, Imani?
Pretty well. Piece this week for City Paper on tax, civil disobedience of the taxes.
It came through Democracy in Crisis, and one of our partners in that, Mary Finn, who is in California, talked to tax resistors all around the country who, for reasons of conscience, decided not to pay their taxes to the federal government, and primarily for reasons of war. So they were mostly war tax resistors.
Yeah, and that's really interesting because I think about tax time now, and a lot of people who listen, a lot of people also who are writers and creatives are in the midst of wondering, what would it be like to be a civil disobedience?
Right. I mean, if you're a 1099 person you're writing and you go and you look and the money that you make, not that they take out already, but right. that you right now have to take $20 out of every $100 you make. It's tough. And so I think it's important to say that these people didn't do it mostly for that reason, of just not liking to give up their money, and in fact have done radical things to live in very simple ways so that they don't make money. I mean, the best way not to pay taxes and not go to jail or something, although it's not that common to go to jail, is to just not make a lot of money and not have anything.
Yeah, and you talked about, I heard a little bit from the Democracy in Crisis podcast for this week. Mary talks about how some of these people find different ways to give money to their public institutions. Is that hearing that right?
Yeah, so pretty much everyone that she talked to gave money to charity, gave the money they would have to pay in taxes to charities or somewhere else other than the federal government. And most of them filed as well. It wasn't just that they were scofflaws with their taxes. They would file and give a reason why they weren't paying their taxes, that they didn't want to pay for the war machine. And you know, a lot of them had, she talked back with some of them and had some justification after watching the wildly expensive Tomahawk missiles flying off of a destroyer out in the middle of the Mediterranean at Syria. We paid for that. That, you know, if me and you are paying our taxes to the federal government, part of it goes to that.
As we are becoming a country that's more wary of government practices and what the government is doing with our tax dollars, especially when it comes to defense spending, this will be a really interesting conversation to continue having. And what does that look like for us?
Yeah, for sure. And this is the time when people are thinking, so it's a good time to push it out. And locally, it mainly deals with national issues. But locally, we see the huge differences between police funding and school funding over the decades here. And so then it's easy to ask, well, why do I want to give money for you to lock me up instead of for you to educate me?
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be really, really cool. So that's by Mary Finn, you said, correct?
Yeah, Mary Finn.
Okay, cool. And then I also know that Rebecca Kirkman, who is the art editor at City, one of the art editors at City Paper, wrote a review on Michael Jones McKean's The Ground.
Yeah, it's a really interesting piece. And in many ways, I think, in my opinion, more interesting than the show itself. But one of the really interesting things about the show is that it's in the Hutzler building downtown or on Howard Street, which used to be one of the many department stores on the bustling street with trolleys and cabs and everyone going down there on Saturday or whatever. And so the first part of the piece sort of deals with the history of the building and the craziness that if you're listening to this online right now, there's a good chance that the online signal is going through wires that are underneath the Hutzler building. And I didn't believe this when the opening was there and they said it, but they say that 25% of the U.S. internet for the entire country's internet traffic goes through wires that are housed in the Hutzler building there by AINet. But Rebecca deals with that really well in the piece too, really deals with the history of the city and the future. It has this spectacular tension between the history and the future, I think, of that area, which really is in a transition point.
And that piece will be up at the Hutzler building until May 19th. And you can definitely check Rebecca's review in this week's City Paper. Okay, yeah, so we have a piece from Lisa McRae that talks about the legacy of Jill P. Carter, who is a state delegate, now works within the Pew administration, correct?
Yes, yes. So she left the, she had been a delegate since, I believe, 2003. Really, Jill Carter was one of the really progressive voices within the House of Delegates. And it's quite, you know, this week, the session ended, the insanely short 90-day session of our legislature, and a lot of things didn't get accomplished. And so this maybe was one of the times when we were missing having delegate, or many people in Baltimore City were missing having Delegate Carter. And so this is what's so amazing about this piece of Lisa's, which is, I think, really spectacular. And some of the stuff that City Paper can do the best is it reminds us that she left to, many people hoped she would run for mayor against then Senator Pugh, and run maybe as an independent, and she didn't run, and then came out and endorsed Pugh, and now has a position in the administration, which she may have the chance to really do great work here, because she runs the Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement. I think what Lisa's profile really shows is that, reminds people maybe, is that there is possibly someone who, and I really don't trust many politicians at all, but I feel like if you ask Carter a question, she'll tell you an honest answer. And that's something that I deeply respect. And so I feel like that comes across in this piece, in Lisa's piece, and maybe reminds people in the city that we still have a little bit of fight.
I'm Imani Spence. I'm a producer here at The Steiner Show, and I'm speaking with Baynard Woods, who is the editor-at-large for City Paper, writer for the Democracy in Crisis column, and co-host for the Democracy in Crisis podcast.
And so listen to the podcast this week if you want to hear more about Mary Finn's story on tax resistors. We talk about that at length on the Democracy in Crisis podcast. Much love and grim solidarity.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Ramlagan. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. And our intern is Morgan State senior Michael Dixon. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. If you send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast is Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. For your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.